Okay. So Valentine's Day is coming up, and you want to find like the perfect gift, you know, something a little more original than just flowers and chocolates. And then you see this article, it's from snuzzline.com, and the title is, get this, Celebrate Valentine's Day with Nicotine Pouches. Nicotine Pouches for Valentine's Day. I don't know about you, but that definitely got my attention.
Yeah, I mean, the title itself is pretty attention-grabbing for sure. And putting it right at the top like that, it's not an accident. They're definitely trying to position this as, you know, like a new trend, a fresh take on the classic Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah, I see what you mean. But so instead of that classic heart-shaped box of chocolates, we're talking about like a curated selection of nicotine pouches. The article even like recommends specific brands like Dope Ice Mango Strong Edition, Suave Cuba Libre, and Velo Ruby Berry, and they really emphasize all the different flavors you can get. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that focus on the flavors is interesting. It seems like they're really trying to appeal to maybe a younger demographic, like people who are more health conscious and looking for alternatives to, you know, traditional tobacco products. It's all about the sensory experience, almost like a gourmet tasting or something.
So, like, instead of pairing wine with cheese, it's nicotine pouches with dot everything.
Exactly. The article even suggests like incorporating the pouches into a romantic date night. Like they recommend Snatch Chili Mint Strong after a meal, and then Velo Easy Mint for a softer finish.
Okay, so they're not just suggesting a gift then, they're suggesting like a whole nicotine-enhanced experience. But I mean, let's be real. Are people really going to be into this? Is this a genuine attempt to like create a new Valentine's Day tradition, or is it just a clever marketing ploy?
It's tough to say for sure, but one thing I did notice is that the article mentions how nicotine pouches support a tobacco-free lifestyle. And that seems to be like a key part of their message.
I noticed that too. It definitely feels like they're trying to frame nicotine pouches as this healthier alternative, especially for those trying to quit smoking.
Right. And that ties into that bigger trend we're seeing now with the marketing of these healthier alternatives. It'll be interesting to see if consumers really buy into that narrative, especially when it comes to something as personal as a Valentine's Day gift.
Okay, so we've got the gift basket, the date night,
Yep.
but the article doesn't stop there. It even suggests things like including pouches with a love letter and creating a custom travel kit for a romantic getaway. It's like they want to infuse every single part of Valentine's Day with nicotine pouches.
It's a pretty comprehensive approach, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They're really creating like a whole world around this idea, from the initial gift to the shared experience. It's like they're trying to build a whole brand new ritual for couples.
But is it a ritual that anyone actually wants? I mean, I get enjoying a nicotine pouch yourself, but to make it the center of a romantic holiday, that just seems like a bit of a stretch.
I agree. It's definitely a bold move. It'll be interesting to see if it actually resonates with people. But regardless of whether it catches on or not, it's a fascinating example of how marketers are trying to, you know, capitalize on changing social norms and the desire for something new.
Absolutely. This whole idea of a nicotine-themed Valentine's Day might seem kind of out there now, but who knows what the future holds, right? Maybe in a few years it'll be as normal as giving chocolates.
Or maybe it'll be like this distant memory, you know, just a marketing experiment that totally flopped. But even if that's the case, I think it raises some really important questions about how we consume products and the messages we're exposed to.
And on that note, let's dive a little deeper into some of those questions. What are some of the potential implications of this marketing strategy, and how might it, you know, impact our perception of nicotine products, especially in the context of romance and relationships?
Well, one thing that really jumps out at me is how, you know, this whole campaign kind of blurs the lines between a lifestyle choice and a romantic gesture. I mean, traditionally, Valentine's Day gifts are about expressing, you know, affection, intimacy. But here the focus is on sharing a product. And it's a product that's, you know, inherently tied to addiction, even if it's being marketed as this healthier option.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It makes you wonder if this is more about just, you know, pushing a product rather than promoting genuine connection.
Exactly. And it brings up some interesting questions about how we view nicotine in our society. Are we moving towards normalizing nicotine use, even like glamorizing it? Or is this just like a niche marketing strategy?
It's interesting you mentioned normalizing nicotine use because the article actually includes this visual chart. It like pairs different flavored pouches with treats, almost like a wine and cheese pairing guide. They've got
Okay.
like Arctic blue pouches with peppermint patties, and then ruby red pouches with strawberry daiquiri. It's all like very aesthetically coordinated.
Oh, yeah, the visual element. That's a great point. It's all about appealing to the senses
Right.
and creating that aspirational lifestyle image. By putting nicotine pouches right there next to these, appealing treats, they're subtly suggesting that they belong in the same category, something enjoyable, maybe even luxurious.
It's almost like they're trying to elevate nicotine pouches to the same level as, like gourmet chocolates or a fine wine. But let's be real for a second. There's a huge difference between indulging in a piece of chocolate and using a product that has nicotine in it.
Oh, absolutely. And that brings us back to the whole issue of harm reduction. While, yeah, nicotine pouches might be less harmful than cigarettes, they still contain nicotine,
Yeah.
which is, a highly addictive substance.
And the article really kind of glosses over that part, doesn't it? It focuses so much on the whole tobacco-free aspect, but it doesn't really address the potential risks of nicotine addiction.
Yeah, and that's a really crucial point that needs to be considered. I mean, sure, some people might use nicotine pouches as a way to like eventually quit smoking, but others might end up just, becoming dependent on them instead.
Yeah, it's a complex issue for sure, and I think it's really important for consumers to, be aware of the potential risks and benefits before incorporating nicotine pouches into their lives, especially in the context of a romantic relationship.
Absolutely. And it's important to remember that, what works for one person might not work for another. There's no like one size fits all solution when it comes to nicotine use.
Okay, so we've talked about the marketing strategy and the potential risks and even the ethical implications. But what about the cultural context? Do you think this whole idea of a nicotine-themed Valentine's Day actually has a chance of catching on?
That's a tough one. I mean, social norms are constantly evolving, right? And what seems radical at one point in time can become totally normal later on.
Like vaping, for example. Remember when that was considered like this fringe thing? And now it's, everywhere.
Exactly. So yeah, it's totally possible that nicotine pouches could follow that same path, especially as they become more widely available
Yeah.
and more socially acceptable.
But there's also the possibility that this whole Valentine's Day thing is just like a flash in the pan, just another marketing gimmick that fails to connect with people.
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility too. It'll be interesting to see how the public reacts to it
Yeah.
and whether other brands, try to jump on the bandwagon.
One thing that really stood out to me was the article suggestion of a personalized nicotine pouch travel kit.
Yeah.
For, a romantic getaway, they're really pushing that idea of customization and making it into this like special curated experience.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to create a sense of ritual and exclusivity around something that's normally, considered pretty mundane.
It seems like they're tapping into that bigger trend we're seeing with consumer products in general, the desire for personalization and experiences that feel, unique and tailored to our individual tastes.
Right. It's not enough to just buy a product anymore. We want it to feel like special, like it was made just for us. And this campaign definitely plays into that.
But is it going too far? I mean, is it ethical to market a potentially addictive product
But
as like a symbol of love and connection?
that's a really important question, and I think it's one that each person needs to answer for themselves, honestly. There's no easy answer, and there are valid arguments to be made on both sides.
I think it ultimately comes down to personal choice and being aware of, the potential risks and consequences. But it's so important to have these conversations and to really think critically about the messages we're seeing all the time, especially when it comes to products that can impact our health and well-being. You know what's interesting to me? It seems like this campaign is really targeting a very specific demographic, like couples who are already using nicotine pouches, or at least, open to the idea of trying them. It doesn't feel like they're trying to convert people who've never used them before. It's more like they're trying to solidify their position within, an existing market.
Yeah, that's a really smart strategy when you think about it. It's almost like, remember those his and hers matching towel sets?
Yeah.
But for nicotine pouches, it's about creating that That sense of shared identity and reinforcing the idea that, you know, using nicotine pouches is something couples can do together.
Right. And it plays into that whole trend of like conscious coupling, where couples are making choices about, you know, products and experiences that align with their shared values and lifestyle.
Exactly. It's like they're saying, hey, we're a health conscious couple. We're committed to a tobacco free lifestyle, and we're not afraid to show it.
So, I mean, is this the future? Could nicotine pouches become the new roses and chocolates? Or is this whole thing just like a fleeting trend? It really makes you think about how traditions change and adapt over time, doesn't it?
It's hard to say for sure. This campaign is definitely pushing boundaries, that's for sure. I guess only time will tell if it really resonates with consumers. It does raise an interesting question, though. What will Valentine's Day look like in the future?
Yeah, it's fascinating to think about how marketing can actually influence those traditions. We tend to think of Valentine's Day as, you know, all about these grand gestures of romance. But maybe the future is more about finding ways to, like, integrate everyday products and habits into those expressions of love.
Maybe. I think it's a good reminder that, you know, traditions aren't static. They evolve and adapt to reflect the changing values and preferences of society.
And in a world where personal choice and self-expression are becoming, you know, more and more valued, it makes sense that we'd see those values reflected in how we celebrate holidays and how we express love.
Absolutely. And I think this whole campaign, whether it's successful or not, is a good example of that shift. It shows how marketers are always, you know, trying to stay ahead of the curve and find new ways to connect with consumers on a deeper level.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We've explored the marketing strategy behind this campaign, talked about the potential risks and benefits, considered the ethical considerations, and even looked at the whole thing within, you know, broader cultural context.
Yeah, it's been a really fascinating deep dive into a topic that's both timely and thought-provoking. It's a good reminder that even something as, you know, seemingly simple as a Valentine's Day gift can give us insights into larger cultural trends and shifts happening in society.
And it highlights how important it is to be, you know, critical consumers, question the messages we're constantly being bombarded with, and make informed choices that really align with our own values.
Right. Traditions change, marketing adapts, but ultimately it's up to each of us to decide how we want to celebrate love and how we want to express our affection.
Well said. And with that, we'll leave you to ponder the future of Valentine's Day and the ever-evolving world of consumer culture. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It was a pleasure.